1, 6, 5, 7, 8, 3, 5, 4, 6, 5, 7. There's all kinds of things. You can go up in thirds. 1, 3, 2, 4, 3, 5, 4, 6, 5, 7, 6, 8. Or go backwards. 8, 6, 7, 5. Wait, so I'm going down in minor thirds, in thirds, so hang on. 8, 6, 7, 5, 6, 4, 5, 3, 4, 2, 3, 1. Okay. I guess I'm showing my true colors here. I'm a musical geek, what can I say? But it's super fun. And I hope you'll have fun with it too. We're gonna go move on. We didn't do much on the sixth. In D, O, so I am gonna give you a chance to do that for a second. Here's a note, and you try and sing the sixth. So, either memorize that sound. And B, O, and there's our sixth. Or just sing Do Re Mi or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, either out loud or in your inner ear, as I call it. So like before, when I made a mistake on that interval, I reviewed it in my inner ear and I came up with it. But until you develop that inner ear, it's okay to sing out loud. So one, if you can't find that sixth because it's a little harder, maybe it'd be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, here's another example of the sixth. All right, see if you can come up with it. So it's and B, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, I'm moving on now. So I'm gonna give you some examples of intervals from the third to the fourth to the fifth to the sixth to the octave. I'm gonna play an interval and you tell me whether it's 3, 4, 5, 6 or octave or 8. Okay, here's your note. Again. Okay. And if again, either it's, you know, just go through your list of songs here. Now I know you're not writing this stuff down, you're listening to it. So I'm gonna help you. Does it sound like obla, obla di, obla da? No, it's not obla, it's obla, so the third is out. Is it here comes the bride? Nope, it's not here comes the bride, so the fourth is out. Is this note higher than the fourth or lower? Here comes the bride, it's higher, right? So use them in relation to each other. Let's try the fifth. Right, it's not the fifth because it's higher than the fifth. So it's looking kind of like it's either going to be the sixth or the octave. And B, right? There it is. There's the sixth. And if you weren't sure, well, try Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Somewhere. And it's too high for somewhere. So it was too high for the octave and it was too low for the octave. Too high for the 2001 theme. I hope you're following this. If not, you can listen to it again. But the answer is a sixth. You know, what I'm going to do right now, just to help you, is I'm going to run through all the intervals of in that particular key. If it was the third, it would be obla-di, obla-da. If it was the fourth, it would be here comes the bride. Da-na-na-na. If it's the fifth, it's and then the sixth, and B, oh, and then Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Somewhere Over the Rainbow. All right, you get the idea? So you don't need me to practice with, you don't need this recording to practice with. You can sing any pitch, to yourself, and then try and trace the octave out loud or in your inner ear, and you can do all these intervals. We need to finish up with the seventh and the second. Okay, we've done 3, 4, 5, 6. We haven't done 2 and 7. All right. Well, we've done 3, 4, 5, 6, and 8. We haven't done 2 and 7. Let's do 2 first. All right, so from do to re, one to two. In the Sound of Music, the do a di a ti, right? That's the distance from do to re. Do you know, do a di. Okay, the word dear is the third, but the word is the second. So from one to two is in that famous Julie Andrews song. Alright, that's one to two. There's gazillions of other examples for every interval, except the major seventh, which probably is a lot less. So there's do, re, or one, two. So if I play another note, try it on your own. So sing the song, do, a, dear, and just compare the first two notes. Do, so I'm giving you the answer. Do, or one, two. That's the sound of a major second. Okay? I'm going to give you another example. Again, if the note is too high or too low, you just sing it in a different register. Alright, so here's your note. Now sing the song. Do a deer. So, can you find it? Do is what sound like. Do a deer. So there's your answer. Do one to two. Sounds like that. Alright, I'm going to give you some examples here now. I'm going to give you anywhere from the 2, the 3, the 4, the 5, the 6th, or the octave. Here we go. Okay.